Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This has been a day, and it's only 2:49.
Welcome to a bonus episode
of an Acquired Taste podcast.
I'm Kathleen.
I'm Bethany.
And yeah, we're hanging out, reading Cosmo.
We just had an experience. We tried to record. We couldn't because the system was down. We're a little frantic, and there's wires everywhere.
I was reading my June issue of Cosmo.
Where you get all the hard-hitting news.
For as much as I make fun of Cosmo, it's truly one of my favorite publications, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
They don't take themselves too seriously.
Oh, good.
Because they know their level of ridiculousness, and they embrace it.
Do you think that's a new attitude, or do you think that they've always been kind of tongue-in-cheeky? I feel like that's a new attitude.
No! Yeah. Haven't you seen the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
That's no.
Based off of... Wait, huh?
No.
But
I don't. I haven't.
Bethany!
I don't know. I feel like I already know how to lose a guy in 10 days. It's like my dating history.
Are you even a woman?
Yes,
actually,
I am.
That statement goes against everything that I believe in, and I take it back. I'm very sorry.
Is that motion picture based on Cosmo?
Yeah, based on Cosmo. So yeah. Kate Hudson's character is an editor, is a writer at the magazine that's based off of Cosmo, and then she pitches, I have this brilliant idea. I'm going to write an article, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. Emma Roberts is on the cover of Cosmo this month looking fabulous.
Wearing high-rise panties. God bless her.
Matching demi-cup bra. She looks really good. I don't look like that when I wear my
I bet you do.
I don't. But anyway, there's this article inside.
Tell me everything.
It's called I'm Spending $6,500 to Find the Love of My Life. It's part of their confesse.
Confessions essays? Why is she spending $6,500 to find the love of her life?
Okay, let me tell you. There is this company called the 3-Day Rule, and they're an online dating service.
Okay.
And for a 6-month membership, and that's with a discount code, it costs $6,500.
Wait, $6,500 with the discount code?
Yes, with the discount code.
What's the discount code?
I'm not telling you, and you don't need it. You have a boyfriend. The person who wrote the article said she had a discount code because it can cost up to as much as $7,000 for 6 months. It's not like Tinder. It's not like Match.com. It's not like you swipe right, swipe left. This is some serious-ish.
I wonder if this is more or less exclusive than Raya.
If you go on their Instagram, it says intentional dating, real life, modern matchmakers.
Okay.
You can totally apply for free, but you cannot become a member for free. So if you apply, they're going to try and match you up with one of their members.
Okay, gotcha.
But you have to be a high quality person, a high quality dating, whatever.
Applicant,
because the person that you're dating is paying $7,000 a month or $6,500 a month to meet you.
Gotcha. So they could hook you up right away, but they're not going to let you see that person unless you pay them $7,000.
No.
So it's a little bit like they're holding your date hostage.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's it's hostage dating.
So this is what you get for your money. They get to really know who you are. So they write your dating profile for you.
Whoa.
They have professional writers. Okay.
Whoa.
Then they pre-screen all your potential mates face to face. So if you apply, they may ask you to come in so they can see you in person to see what you really look like.
It's like joining a condo.
Yeah, you have to live up to a certain standard
for
them to set you up with one of their members.
Oh, dang.
So then they set you up with a professional photographer.
Oh, excuse you.
And they take your picture.
Okay.
Okay, and then so the 3-day rule is based off of that old dating rule. Like if you go on a date with someone, even if you're interested in them, don't seem too eager, you have to wait 3 days before you call them back.
Yeah, I forgot about that rule.
Yeah, I know. It's ancient.
Yeah. Yeah, because this doesn't happen anymore.
So if you're a member, the person who goes on a date with you, they give feedback to this company, to the 3-day rule. And then this company tells you to your face exactly what your date said about you.
That is worth the $7,000. I know for a fact in the past, I have said on a podcast that I wish that you could get feedback from dates because you want to know what you're doing wrong. And you want to know if you have this. I had a friend who had this weird tic she did with her face and it really freaked people out. Like it was is this eerie thing she would do with her eyes.
Yeah.
Where it looked like she was legit having mini strokes where her eyes would like go back in her head and her eyes would flutter. And you would only see the whites of her eyes
and
for seconds.
There was no medical reason for this. It was just a tic.
It was a stress thing. But she didn't know she did it. Or if she did, she never mentioned it.
Yeah.
And so I would like introduce her to people and I would say like, don't worry about, you're going to get creeped out by it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You'll get used to it, but it will throw people off at first. Yeah. I would like to know that like my face does this weird thing that I'm not even aware of.
So I have a friend and I think it's an endearing quality. We all embrace it. Everybody that knows her, when she drinks, she gets kind of loud.
Okay.
It's kind of like where you're like, honey, I love you, but inside voices, which is, there's nothing that drives me more bonkers than somebody saying that to me. And I say it to my husband all the time because I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
But he gets really loud sometimes.
Yeah.
But I have a friend who, when she drinks a little bit of alcohol, when she's out on a date or out with people, she gets really loud.
Is this friend me?
No. Okay. This friend.
Okay, good.
I think it's adorable, but I can see if somebody was dating her, she'd be like, oh.
I think that that is a really good thing. And I'm actually surprised this hasn't happened in a dating website profile situation before now.
So when you sign up for this, you get like a person that works with you the entire time. They're the one who picks out your matches.
Wow.
So they're the one that your matches give you feedback to. And the girl in the article said, I love how brutally honest the feedback has been coming from my 3-day rule representative because it feels like she cares about me when she's telling me.
Does the person say what kind of feedback they got?
Yes. A guy said about her that she was too self-deprecating. Another one said she was too shy. She said that the advice that she's gotten from her dating rep at 3-day rule in conjunction with the feedback has changed the way that she approaches dating.
See, that's incredible. I have to think that there's a way to replicate this without having to pay $7,000.
I mean, it's an extraordinary amount of money.
It is. I think it's nothing if you make a lot of money and you're sick of being single.
Yes.
But there should be some sort of thing where you can sort of Bumble match with friends who will subtly be in the background of a date where like you tell them where your date is going to be and then they show up and listen in and like watch you and give you feedback on your performance.
I would love to be that person for anybody.
Yes, I think I would also do that in a second.
I have 10 spy outfits in my closet ready for that moment.
I think you want to try to not look like a spy is the goal, but you know, whatever.
So the girl telling the story in the article, she said that she felt like, $6,500 was a freaking ton of money.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. It's towards your future wedding. And then suddenly to her, it was like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
But it's not. No, because you're not spending it on your wedding.
Yes, you are. You're spending it on the human that you're going to marry. But, I mean, if that was a year, I think it would be more reasonable. But 6 months, goddamn.
And they don't guarantee you a person.
Mm-mm.
So you might spend it. You might be useless.
Think about it this way. That time old saying, time is money.
Yeah.
If you're really looking to get married, you really want to meet someone to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah.
You probably spend a lot of time on Tinder, on Bumble, online, talking to people.
Yeah, that's true.
Time is money.
That's a good point.
And they do the work for you. So
that's a good point.
Think about how many hours you already do this anyway on these apps and these dating websites and how much somebody of your qualifications would make an hour.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you're going on these awful dates and they're uncomfortable and it's a waste of time and money. I can see this. I can see this, especially if you want children.
Yes.
And you feel like time is ticking for you.
So they wrote this amazing bio for the girl who signed up for the service from her perspective.
Okay.
They wrote, I'm a high powered businesswoman with a passion for the arts.
Oh, that's great.
Right? She said that after reading that bio, even though it was all stuff that she already knew about herself, she felt more confident.
Because hearing someone else give you like that kind of praise and allows you to tell yourself, yes, I am a high powered businesswoman.
Bethany, write your bio.
I don't know if I'm high powered. I don't know. I can't. I don't know how to do it.
I would say like I am an ultra creative digital director with a passion for cats.
You are that. You are that.
And like the latter would not scare my person away.
No, that's how they know they love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I am turning around on 3-day rule. I think that it might be worth the money.
I think so too.
If you're ready for this.
If you're truly ready. But I think you have to get your ducks in a row before you embark on this financial commitment.
It's a lot of money.
Would you ever do it?
No, because I like being alone.
Yeah.
And you know, Dennis is working out cause he also likes to be alone and we really enjoy our time apart as much as we enjoy our time together. So I'm not like anxious. Heaven forbid if like Dennis got hit by a bus or something, I would be fine being alone. I would miss him.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. What about you? Would you do it?
If I hadn't met Neil and I had like a surplus of extra cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
The thing that sucks about it though is that if the relationship ends up failing, do you feel like you're trying to hold together a relationship that ultimately isn't worth holding together just because you made such a huge investment into it?
That's a very good question. You know, I have friends who are set up by matchmakers.
Yeah.
Some of my friends who are Jewish, it's not unheard of for them.
No, it's a tale as old as time.
Yeah, to go to a matchmaker. You would think, oh, modern day people, they don't need matchmakers. Not true. I know at least three people who were set up by matchmakers.
Oh, I think matchmakers are awesome.
Yeah, you know, 7,000 is a lot. I wonder, do you get like a keychain or something with that?
Do you get a membership to the Soho House?
Yeah, like some kind of merch or something. Like Dennis and I are doing Hunt a Killer.
Yeah.
That like subscription box where you get evidence and you try to like catch a serial killer. This is not a plug for them, by the way.
You guys are such nerds.
Total nerds. You know, it's not cheap. It's not terribly, because it's not anywhere close to this. But like, we got our most recent box of evidence and inside is like a ring, it's evidence, but it's a class ring. And I'm like, that's a ring.
So do you have to go around New York City looking for evidence? Like, how does it work?
No, they send you dossiers of things that happened. If you go in my office closet, I have up a map and we have red string to start connecting dots. And
Stop.
Like, there's a part of the map that's listed as like the crime scene, and then you get like the yearbook because it happened during a class reunion.
Uh-huh.
So you get everyone's yearbook. You get like... The original detective sends you all of her files. You're going through the files and the witness statements and all of this stuff, and you're trying to like tell who's lying. It's really cool. It's really fun.
I have always wanted to have one of those boards where everything is connected.
They send you one if you buy that package.
That's on Showtime Homeland.
Yes, connect all those dots with red string.
God, what's her name? Oh, Claire Danes.
Yeah.
Her character is kind of crazy. She's got some bipolar issues, but when she goes into her manic states, she just covers her wall mm-hmm. with pictures and connects everybody. And everyone's like, you need medicine. You are crazy.
She's like, no.
But actually, she's like solved all of the world murders.
Yeah. And maybe she needs medicine, but we all need a little medicine. This wasn't an ad for Hunt a Killer, by the way. They should advertise with us, but they didn't.
I want to get a job at 3-Day Rule.
You would be great at 3-Day Rule.
I would love connecting people. I would love to give harsh feedback in a soft, gentle way.
Yeah. Yes. I think that, I don't know, if you live in the New York, New Jersey area and you're like looking to go on a date and you want Kathleen and me to come and sit in the background and watch and give you feedback.
Oh, absolutely.
In a second.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in a second. You just have to like buy us both a drink or two, cover the cost of transportation.
Honestly, Bethany, you're not going to want me to say this, but I will pay for my own drinks if I can come and spy on your date.
But the rule is it has to be a first date. It can't be like, oh, we actually already have like really good chemistry.
Yes.
No, we want like this for some first date awkwardness.
Yeah.
I want to see it up close and to give you some honest feedback.
To test it out, to make sure that this person isn't lying to us and that they are on a first date. I'm gonna go up to the date and be like, oh, are you Hunter?
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, no, I'm David, I'm looking for so-and-so. I'm gonna be like, oh, sorry, okay, yeah, not me.
Yeah That's a good test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, first person to respond and ask us to do this, we're gonna do it for you.
And also, if anybody's listening to this that works for 3-Day Rule, let me know if there are any job openings. Thank you.
Kathleen, I have to say, when I was traveling a couple weeks ago, it was my first time traveling with my Quip toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I wanted Quip was for the traveling, because it has this case that like slides over the bristles when you travel, but then that same little section you can schlup onto the mirror and it sticks to the mirror and holds your toothbrush so you don't have to put your toothbrush on the questionable hotel bathroom counter surface.
Yes.
Keeps it high, keeps it clean.
Okay, so brushing my teeth is one of my least favorite things to do.
Yeah.
I think it's an absolute waste of time.
It's sucks. It's awful.
So I brought my Quip toothbrush on vacation with me a couple weeks ago, and my best friend was like, oh my God, Quip toothbrush, they talk about that on My Favorite Murder.
Yes, they do.
And she explained to me all about the Quip toothbrush based on what My Favorite Murder had said about it over and over and over again.
So she didn't even have one. She just knew about
one. Yeah. What you do is it vibrates. You turn it on before you start brushing your teeth. You know, you put your little dab of toothpaste on.
Yep.
And then every time you need to switch a quadrant of your mouth, it vibrates. Yeah. So you know that you're getting the right amount of brushing time in.
Yeah. Most people don't brush for the allotted 2 minutes that you're supposed to brush. I know I didn't. Quip makes sure that you do. And they have toothbrushes for kids now too. The kid brush is the same as their original version, but just tweaked for size down mouths. Kids are inspired to brush better and then more often with oral care that looks and feels like the stuff that you use in your life, because you're the adult that they're mimicking. So they're proud to use Quip.
Honestly, I would brush my teeth for 5 seconds before.
Oh yeah. No, I know.
I'd be like, once around the bottom, once around the top, and done.
Yeah, exactly.
My teeth feel so much cleaner when I'm brushing with Quip.
Brush heads are automatically delivered to you on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And it's a friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. 75% of us use old, worn out bristles that are ineffective. They're dirty. So Quip is going to make sure that you have the new bristles you need every 3 months.
Let me tell you, I brush until my toothbrush is absolutely dead. Basically, yeah. There's only plastic left.
Yes, yeah, it's like germs and like a shank.
And I'm really loving my Quip experience because my new heads come in the mail. Mm-hmm. I don't ever say, oh, I'm going to get one and then never get one.
Yep.
They just come to my house.
They remind you. That's why we love Quip and why over 1 million happy, healthy mouths do too. So Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/taste right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/taste. Okay, Kathleen, I'm going to give you a teen quiz.
Oh, a teen quiz?
From the 90s.
Okay.
And from the UK.
Oh my God. Do I get to wear a clear backpack?
Yes.
But okay. First, I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
Will you come to a Jonas Brother concert with me?
When is it? Yes. Yes, I will. Yes. You're so angry.
Bethany, when you say to somebody, when is it? That means that you don't actually want to go. I say to my friends when I'm like, oh, tell me what the date is. Oh, sorry, I'm busy on that day.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will go with you. Yes, I will go with
you. We're not friends.
No, I will go with you. And I'm happy to do it. I'm excited to do it. Will Sansa Stark be there?
Probably.
Awesome. Let's go. I'm excited. Yes, I will go with you. Yes.
I am all about the Joe Bros vibe.
The question is, the quiz is, are you a snob?
I can already answer that for you.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a snob.
So keep in mind, this is out of the UK. One, you're shopping with your mates on a Saturday afternoon when suddenly they spot a market stall. Do you A, cause a whirlwind as you dash into the store and have a good old poke around? The clothes are so much cheaper there, so why bother look anywhere else? B, think, well, it may not be Oasis or Warehouse, but I might just pick up a bargain and gingerly follow your mates inside. Or C, knock down old grannies and small children as you turn white and scamper off into the direction of the nearest trendy boutique.
A, definitely A.
You're like, yeah, I'm into it.
But okay. Wait, do you know why it sucks to go to the mall at Friends? Do you ever go to the mall? First of all, there's like no malls in
New
York City.
There's not a lot of malls around, but I do when I can because I like a mall.
Yes.
Yes.
I like to go alone.
Yes.
Because when you go to the mall with your friend's like, oh, let me go into this store. And you're like, oh, I hate this store. Oh, let me go to this store. I hate that store.
Yeah.
And then you have to watch them try on clothes, pretend like you care. And then sometimes you don't have any money to spend.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, oh, can we get a pretzel from the food court?
It's a little bit like when people want to go to Las Vegas for a bachelorette party.
Yes.
Because then no one makes plans and everyone's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. And it's like 21 people. No one wants to take charge. And all you really want to do is go see Blue Man Group and then get like at the buffet.
I got on stage once at Blue Man Group.
Did you? What did they have you do?
I had to put on a vest so I didn't get dirty.
Okay.
And then I was pretending to eat at a restaurant.
Oh.
Yes, it was here in New York.
Oh, fun. Do they give you real food?
They didn't get, no, it was all fake food. Here's the trick. If you want to get picked up Blue Man Group, wear something really sparkly.
Ooh.
Because then when they're looking for someone in the audience, you catch their eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And thusly, if you don't want to get picked up Blue Man Group, wear something not sparkly.
Yes.
Matte.
All black.
All black. You will fade right into the couch.
Wait, have you ever been to Vegas for a bachelorette party?
No.
No, me neither.
No.
Vegas is not my thing. I went once.
It's awful.
And I never even visited the Strip.
It's bad. It's not fun.
It's not my thing. You know what's really fun? Palm Springs. Way more fun than Vegas.
I don't know if I've ever been to what is Palm Springs?
Palm
is that
Springs,
in California?
It's in California. It's the desert.
Mmm. See?
I know. It's very hot. And
hot.
You burn.
And I love precipitation and there's not much there.
So when you have your bachelorette party, should we do like the Twilight tour in Washington?
No. I mean, definitely in that direction of thought, though, like a catacombs, haunted catacombs tour in like Paris or frankly, there's a lot of like underground stuff in New York. I found that there's like all of these tunnel systems in New York. Upstate in Syracuse, there's a lot of like haunted graveyards and roads and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's more my style.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm into it. B2. You've got yourself a date with the cutest boy in school. When the big day arrives, he turns up at your house in the oldest, most clapped out car you've ever seen. What do you do? A, fake a sudden case of food poisoning and run back inside the house. B, climb straight in. It beats the bus and it's kind of cute, isn't it? Or C, get in the car but keep your head down in case anyone recognizes you.
Oh, stop it. B, it's high school.
Yeah, well,
who
you know.
Who cares what you're driving as long as you have a car?
I don't know, man.
What was your first car?
Dodge Shadow.
What year?
1993.
Oh,
maybe?
You spoiled brat.
Shut up! When was yours? I'm older than you, too.
I drove my grandma's 1983 Buick Skylark.
What color was it?
It was navy blue, and eventually I had to stop driving it when it was raining because the window wouldn't roll up, and then we'd have to, like, duct tape a garbage bag over the window.
Yeah. So the Dodge Shadow was owned by my sister first. It was white, but it was quickly gray because it had the paint was just flecking off, and if I drove quickly you could see the paint like shoot past because it was like being lifted by the air and like carved out. The ceiling was dropping in, all the ceiling fabric was dropping in, so it would billow in the wind.
Yes, it was awful. I used little push pins to put the ceiling fabric up.
Yep.
And we used to call it Starry Starry Night.
Yes, yeah, it's awesome. It didn't have any AC, so you'd have to drive with the windows down. And then someone stole the sound system out of the car at one point, so I would just carry around a boombox in the passenger seat and like play CDs from it.
I used to call up all my friends and be like, you want to go to Baskin Robbins? Like any excuse that I could to drive.
I love driving. It was a good car.
And it was before I realized that I absolutely had to have my glasses when I was driving.
Uh-oh.
And I picked up my friends and I didn't have my glasses. And I was like, oh, this is not good. I drove half blind to that Baskin Robbins.
This is my favorite question in the quiz. Halfway through the date, he says he's bought you a present and gets a really cheap but cheerful choker. What do? You think, wow, a free choker, and vow never to take it off. Who cares if it's got a picture of Bad Boys Inc. on it? What's Bad Boys Inc.? I don't know either. It's a British thing. B, smile faintly and tell him you couldn't possibly wear anything made from such cheap metal. You only wear gold or at a pinch silver. Or C, think, oh, how cute, and put it on. It may not be exactly your taste, but you could take it off later. And it's the thought that counts, isn't it? I think that you know if you're a snob or not.
Definitely C. If somebody gets you a gift and they have put a lot of effort into it, you go, thank you.
Can you imagine any girl who would respond like this? Your best mate starts seeing a new bloke, but he's a real nerd and looks like his mum buys his clothes for him. She suggests you make up a foursome. What do? A, make excuses. Someone might see you and think you actually like nerdy guys. B, go out with him, but secretly think your mate could do so much better. Or C, go with him. It doesn't matter as long as he's nice.
Go with him. It doesn't matter as long as he's nice.
This is so dumb.
It's all part of the human experiment.
Yeah.
Did a boy ever get you a present?
Yeah, I once thought that my first boyfriend was proposing to me, but he had actually just bought me, looking back now, very racist homie figurines that you can get for 25 cents at the store. And it was the one in the wheelchair, which is the one I'd been wanting. And I think I've told the story. He was like, close your eyes and hold your hand out. And I thought it would be a wedding ring, but it was actually the wheelchair homie.
This guy, Jack, had the biggest crush on me in eighth grade. And he went out and got me the very hard to find Babysitter's Club soundtrack.
What?
I know.
What?
I still have it to this day. And I don't know what happened to him. We're not even friends on Facebook anymore.
Okay, I'm giving you one more quiz because that one was dumb. It's called Should You Take a Nap?
Absolutely. Gentle listener, please play along, but okay. If you're driving, don't take a nap.
This is from Huffington Post.
Okay.
Start here. Do you want to take a nap? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have trouble sleeping at night? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, then don't nap.
What the hell, Huffington Post? I support you. I click on your links all the time.
The other option is do you have trouble sleeping at night? No. It goes to, are you at work? If you are, yes. Will your boss get mad if you nap?
No.
No. Then go ahead. Take a nap.
At my first job out of college, we went out for lunch and I had like two margaritas at lunch once. I came right back to my office and took a nap underneath my desk.
Got to.
I was in a cubicle in the corner. Nobody knew.
No.
Nobody knew.
When I worked for the bank, there was like, we were in a cubicle foursome. Like, it was a big cubicle farm, but my group was in a foursome. And if you had the back right cube, you could nap under your desk and no one could see you because you were up against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then you had a cubicle wall on your right, and then you had the wall for the cubicle in front of you, and then to the other side was like a cubicle half wall, and so you really had your own tiny little like cave.
Amazing.
It was the best. I never got that chair in. Oh, you're invisible,
but you leave your jacket on the back of the chair like you're still there. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't go home.
It's a curtain.
Like, leave your purse on the desk.
I did that.
Pull your chair in. Nobody's gonna look under your desk for you.
At our old job, like, when I did that a lot, it was after my work slot, so I was technically off hours.
Yeah.
But like, I would sleep under my desk, pull the chair up, and then I would like just crawl out when I was done napping and people would scream. What fun.
What are you doing underneath there?
What fun we all have. Well, that's our bonus episode.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, man. I hope you're having a good day.
A little quality friend time.
Yeah, just checking in. Do you have anything you want to, I don't know, plug or talk about, Kathleen?
No, I don't. Just, you know what, peeps? Live your best life.
Yeah, live it up.
And every now and then, go online and take a quiz.
Yeah. Maybe take a nap.
Get to know yourself a little bit better.
Will your boss get mad if you nap? No, take a nap.
Are you a snob, according to the UK in 1990?
Sounds like you are, but I think you already knew that.